The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where the US comedian Bill Cosby has been found guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. Harley.
Andrea Constand was her name. Found guilty of felony aggravated indecent assault is the actual charge. It took a little bit less than 2 days of deliberations. The jury has spoken. He could get 10 years behind bars. The judge could throw the book at him and say each of the, you know, he could get 10 years on each of the three counts, and they could stack them up, but most likely they won't. Typically they don't. He's 80, so the chances are he could get up to 10 years in prison. He'll have to register as a sex offender. They'll also assess him to figure out if he's a sexually violent predator. This is a long, long fall for a man that was once called America's dad, you know.
Terrible. Mike Pompeo is the new Secretary of State. There have been a few of them.
Been a few of them, and he's got a lot of work to do right away. He's got Iran on the plate. He's got North Korea on the plate. He's got issues with China on the plate, more with China than probably anybody else, although Iran and North Korea are probably the most pressing. He had 57 yes votes. 42 voted no. It was enough, but it was very close. Rex Tillerson actually got one fewer. A lot of people are talking about how few he got. Don't forget, Pompeo's the outgoing CIA director, and he already started his diplomatic work. The president sent him as the CIA director
ahead of
to North Korea during winter break, and in secret. Nobody even knew it until after he got back.
Yep.
Of course, I think that was an end run on Congress, because once he sent them there, what are they going to say?
Yeah, that's right.
We're not going
to... Bit hard to knock back his nomination. You're quite right. Now, what are Ford doing? This is a new way of cutting costs?
This is something else. I mean, you know, I've owned a number of Fords over my years, and I can't believe that Ford is going to stop making automobiles, except for the Mustang and the Focus. That's it. The Fusion's gone. The Taurus are going to be gone. They're going to focus on trucks, SUVs, and, of course, commercial vehicles, where they are world leader. The idea is to cut the cost, get the profits up, get all the stock.
Oh, we'll just have to buy yourself a bike, Harley. Bike riding's good for you. But, however, don't do that this weekend. I want to see you on Monday. See you then.